Hello and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm Ekta Batra here to tell you all the cues and news you need to watch out for in trade today. Well, for yesterday, the Nifty was down for the sixth consecutive day. It ended at the low point of the day, slipping below the 50-day moving average of 11389. FIIs continued to net sell for the fourth consecutive session, so they net sold around 701.5 crores in yesterday's trade in the cash market. And DII's net bought around 233 odd crores. Well, if you want to see it from a larger perspective in terms of the Nifty correction from the 26th April close, the Nifty has corrected almost 400 points, the mid-cap index is down over 4% and the bank Nifty is down over 3% odd. On a week-to-date basis, it's been quite weak as compared to the globe at current reckoning. So the MSCI Asia ex Japan is down over 3% odd and MSCI India index at current reckoning is down around 3.6%. Now, global markets continue to weigh on us. So the China-US trade tensions continue to dominate in terms of a queue. We had the US, which closed in an extremely volatile trading session overnight. We have Asia, which is mostly lower, and SGX, which is indicating that it could be a soft start. Brent crude has slipped to sub-$70 per barrel, but that doesn't seem to enthuse the markets as of now. It is also the Bank Nifty options expiry and the Nifty options expiry in today's trading session. One of the key things or trends that the markets will be watching out for besides elections and besides the global queues will be the FIIs selling in the cash market. FIIs, like I mentioned earlier, have sold for four consecutive trading sessions. They've net sold over 2,000 crores just in these past four sessions. In terms of results post-markets, we have Titan, which will be reacting to adjusted numbers, which were largely in line with estimates. The company has said that the 20% growth target for FY20 is challenging, but the company is looking to achieve it. Results today include HCL Tech, Asian Paints, Voltas, Apollo Tyres, South Indian Bank, PNB Housing, IOB, Granules, to mention a few. Results on Friday would include SBI, Eicher Motors and L&T. In terms of stocks to watch out for, result reactions would include Tata Communications, Shriram Transport, where the disbursements are down 20% year-on-year, Koyuko Camlin, where the profit is down 22%, KEC International, where the net profit has come in at 199 odd crores versus a CNBC TV 18 poll of 210 crores, Alembic, where in their conference call they've guided for higher capex and R&D spend going forward, Yes Bank, where India Ratings has cut Yes Bank's long-term ratings to AA- from AA+, Reliance Industries, which has been downgraded to equal weight by Morgan Stanley, and Hindalco, which will be reacting to Novelis's set of numbers.